We're going to start with the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph. Daf Kuf Chaf Amar Aleph. That's the last Daf in Masech the Pesachim. At the two Dat, it's about 15 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Rava teaches, Matzah Bizman Hazeh Da'araisa. Matzah Bizman Hazeh meaning after the Beis HaMikdash, is no longer a Beis HaMikdash, is no longer any Karbanos, is no longer a Karban Pesach, which is such a central part of the Seder and the Yom Tov. So maybe one would think that today where there's no Korban Pesach, maybe there's no din of matzah and maror min ha-Torah. So Rava tells us where that's half correct. Matzah still bezman hazeh is daraisa. Matzah bezman hazeh is daraisa. However, maror is the Rabbanon. Maror today, without the Korban Pesach, is the Rabbanon. Matzah, however, remains daraisa. So the Gemara asks, "Umayshna maror, and why is maror only the Rabbanon? Diksiv al matzos umrorim yochluhu." Now that's half a pasuk. It's half a pasuk. The whole pasuk is in Bamidbar Perek Tes. So if you turn to Bamidbar Perek Tes, if not, I'll just read the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chodesh hasheni be'arbasa yom bein harbarim yasu oso." You have to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th day. Eat it together with matzah and maror. So it becomes clear that the matzah and maror is tafel, is just there because of the Korban Pesach. You have to bring the Korban Pesach, eat the Korban Pesach together with the matzah and the maror. It's not so often that we just eat croutons. Usually you don't go to the pantry and just take croutons in your hand and pop them in your mouth. Usually you have chicken soup, or you have vegetable soup, you have some type of soup. The ikar is the soup, and then you throw in the croutons. If there's no soup, there's no croutons. If there's no soup, there's no salt. You know. So the Gemara says it's true regarding maror. The Gemara says, it says, al matzah sum rorim yochlu. You have to eat the Pesach together with the matzah and the maror. Bizman de ika Pesach yesh maror. U bizman de leka Pesach leka maror. So the Gemara says, if that's true, then matzah also nowadays should only be the Rabbanon. The same way maror nowadays, lacking the Korban Pesach, the most it's going to be is a takana de Rabbanon. So matzah also, it says, al matzos umrorim yochlu. So if there's no Pesach, there's no maror. So if there's no Pesach, there's no matzah too. So that's what the Gemara has, Pesach nami. Ksiv al matzos umrorim. So the Gemara says, you're right. If that was the only pasuk, you'd be right. Matzah b'zman hazeh would also be only the Rabbanan. However, there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, matzah mahader hada bekra. There's another pasuk that brought matzah back to the table. Literally brought it back to the table. Min ha-Torah, today, it says, be'erev tochlu matzos. That's a separate pasuk that refers to eating matzos unrelated to the Korban Pesach. So the implication and the halacha, according to Rava, is that even without the Pesach, you have to eat the matzah. Now, we're talking about on a level of Minat Torah. Everybody agrees, even Rava says explicitly, that you have to eat maror today. You have to eat maror, but that's only the Rabbanon. Maror is the Rabbanon, but matzah is Doraisa. And that's the halacha. That's the way we paskin. That's the way the Rambam paskins. Matzah bezman hazeh is Doraisa. Maror bezman hazeh is the Rabbanon. That's the Shita of Rava. The Shita of Rava. Now, in addition, when we get our Seder started, when I say started, I mean when you start doing the actual mitzvah sachila, which is the matzah, then we're going to eat the maror, then we're going to have the korech, and then we're going to have the seuda, and then we're going to have the afikomen. So once we get started, we do make a bracha on the matzah, we do make a bracha on the maror, right? Because we make brachas on mitzvahs derabanan as well. So if you just followed the Seder, we wouldn't necessarily know that matzah bezman hazeh daraisa. And maror bezman hazeh is the Rabbanon. We make a bracha on both. So, but lamaisa, if you wanted to know what the ikar halacha is, the ikar halacha is that matzah bezman hazeh is the raisa, and maror bezman hazeh is the Rabbanon. So we get to this, we get to the suda, we wash our hands, we make a hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and then we make an alachilas maror. Then we do something called korech. Let's for a moment turn to daf kuf tes vav amar aleph and understand where korech comes from. Where does korech come from? So the Gemara tells us right in the middle of the daf, the last word on the line is the Tanya. There's a little star there, the Tanya. Omru alav al Hillel. They would say about Hillel, he would He would tie them together. He would eat them together. The ochlan, he would pull them, he would make a sandwich of them together and eat them together. The lashon of making a sandwich of in the Gemara is kriche rifta. Kriche rifta bahadi adadi. But yana v'chaver of kriche rifta bahadi adadi, the Gemara in Brachos Memches, they break bread together. So korchem basachas means he would eat them all together. Eat what together? So Rashi tells us, Pesach, it's on the sixth, on the Rashbam. The Rashbam tells, Rashi says it too. You look at the Rashi on top, the second line. Shai korchem basachas, Pesach, matzah umara. He would eat the Pesach, the matzah, the mara together. Pesach, the matzah, the mara together. That's what korchem basachas means. So it's not exactly, and how does he know this? Shenamar al matzah sum rodim yochluhu. Not surprising, he quotes the pasuk. Al matzah sum rodim, you have to eat the Pesach together with the matzah and the maror. So it's interesting. It's not clear at all from the Gemara, or maybe it is clear. It's not clear to Achronim that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we're living at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and we have our Korban Pesach. We're sitting at the Seder. It's been roasted. It's we're all ready to go. We have our matzah. We have our mora. We have our Pesach. We want to eat it together. So are we only eating the Pesach, the matzah, and the mora together? Is the matzah and the mora only being eaten once together with the Korban Pesach? And that's it. You don't have a separate piece of matzah outside of the kricha together with the Pesach. It's the matzah, the mora, and the Pesach is all eaten together. That's it. Is that what happened? Or did we eat the matzah in addition to the Pesach? Did we eat the, was there a maror that was eaten in addition to the Pesach? I don't know. Why would we say that? It says, al matzos rodim yochlu. We did together, unless maybe we would say, and maybe, we did find that there's another pasuk, be'erev tochlu matzos. So maybe what they would do is they would eat matzah separately to be mekayim the mitzvah of be'erev tochlu matzos. And then to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach al matzos umrorim, they would also eat the matzah and the marah together with the Pesach. That actually makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense to say that they were actually, even then, ate two matzahs. Even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they should eat two matzahs. Maybe at the beginning of the meal, they would have a matzah and they'd make an alachilas matzah, perhaps, on the matzah to be yoytzu the mitzvah of be'erev tochlo matzahs. And we can call that a matzah which is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's an independent mitzvah of matzah that you eat without the Korban Pesach. And then, when you eat the Korban Pesach, you also have to eat the matzah and the marah together with the Korban Pesach. Now, what sort of gets lost here is the marah. Because nowhere in the Torah does it say that you have to eat the marah separately. We have a special pasuk be'erev tochlo matzos, which tells us that b'zman hazeh, we have to eat matzah. It's not just that we have a pasuk telling us that b'zman hazeh we have to eat matzah. That's not what's happening. The Rav Itzla Panovich explains, and we can say based on his words, and the Chiddush HaRan basically says the same thing in Gemara Pesachim. We already is rooted in Rishonim as follows. Matzah, even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, has tzvei dinim. There's two dinim of matzah. One din of matzah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's an independent mitzvah, unrelated to the Korban Pesach. And one mitzvah is eating matzah together with the Korban Pesach. When the Gemara says that today we have to eat matzah b'doraisa, it's not saying, you know, there's no Korban Pesach, but still there's a mitzvah. It's saying during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there were two aspects of eating matzah. The matzah that was mitzvah b'fnei atzma and the matzah that was part of the Korban Pesach. Today, we can't be mekayim the aspect of matzah that's part of the Korban Pesach. But the aspect of matzah that stands alone, that we still can be mekayim. It's not that we have, it's we didn't do anything, we're not doing anything differently b'zman hazeh. We're just leaving out the Korban Pesach, which has its form of eating matzah. But what remains is the matzah that's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Now, by the way, if we understand like this, we actually can answer a question that Tosfos asks. Because Tosfos asks the question, this is in the Tosfos, on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMashchil Ella. Divrei HaMashchil Ella, Tosfos asks the question. But before we get to Tosfos' question, let's just the one word, or one minute of introduction. The Gemara here on Daf Kuf Tes Vav is dealing with a sugya of whether mitzvos are mavatlos zu ezu. Mitzvos are mavatlos zu ezu. This is Mevatlo Zuezu means that, you know, it's not so simple in halacha to say that you eat the Pesach, the matzah, and the maror together. Why? Because I have a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. So I have a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach. So if I'm eating together with my Karban Pesach, a little bit of matzah, a little bit of chrein, a little bit maror, maybe I dip it in some charoses. So the tam of the other foods that I'm eating have the capacity potentially to be mevatel, the tam of the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach. That's called the sugya of whether mitzvahs are mevatlos zuazu. And maybe I'd have to eat the Karban Pesach separately from the matzah and the maror, which is actually what some tanoim hold. So there's a shaila, if you eat different mitzvahs together, Pesach, matzah, maror, is one going to cancel out the other? So the Gemara says, and we have to go back to the Gemara that we just did, that according to Hillel, who actually made a sandwich of the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror, obviously he holds that mitzvos ein mevatel zuazu. Because I'm eating my Pesach together with my Matzah and my Maror, and I'm still yoitza mitzvos Karban Pesach. So you see that the tam of the Matzah and the Maror is not mevatel, the tam of the Karban Pesach. So I want to go back to that brisa that we just saw a moment ago, where the Gemara says, Man Tana d'shmoyisle, mitzvahs e mevatlo zuazu. Who's the Tana that says the mitzvahs are not mevatlo zuazu? So the Gemara says, oh, that's Hillel who eats everything together, the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror together. That's Hillel. So he holds that mitzvahs are not mevatlo zuazu. So Tosfos asks, now I want to see this Tosfos together, the Rebbe Maskil Ella, right in the middle of the Tosfos, towards the end of the third line of Tosfos. So it's halfway in the middle of Tosfos. The last two words on the line, V'im Tomar. Tosfos asked the question, V'im Tomar. And if you'll say, Minolon de Sover Hillel de Eim Mevatlos, how do we know that Hillel holds that mitzvos ein mevatlos zu es zu? How do you know that? Because reading the Pesach together with the matzah and the maror and still your yoytze Pesach. So you see that the time of the matzah and the maror is not mevatlos the Pesach. No, maybe really mitzvahs, if you eat them together, they are mevatlos zuazu. And one, the taste of one mitzvah will knock out and nullify the kiyum of the other mitzvah. And the reason why over here Hillel's able to eat them all together is why? Because the pasuk says, eat them together. This is an exception to the rule. Dilma shani hochet, the golden krah. Maybe this is, don't tell me this is a proof that mitzvahs mevatlos, mitzvahs ain't mevatlos. Maybe really you cannot eat one mitzvah together with another mitzvah. And if you do, you're not yotze anything. Everything cancels each other. And over here, so why is it allowed over here? It's allowed over here because the pasuk says, V'yochlu v'sabasa b'layla hazeh, tzli'esh u'masas amroim yochlu. That's why. So don't tell me mitzvahs ain't mevatlos. Mitzvahs really mevatlos. Here's an exception. How do you know? Because the pasuk says clearly that you can eat the mitzvah, the matzah, and the maror, and the Pesach. If Hashem says you can do it, I'm not gonna be more frum than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem says you can eat the Pesach, the matzah, and the maror together. I'm not gonna say, ah, Ribbono Shel Olam, mitzvos mevatlos. I know how to learn too. Hashem knows how to learn too. And he says, I want you to still eat them together. In this context, it'll be an exception. So what's the story? How does Hillel prove anything? So the Zecha Yitzchak, that's Reb Itzel Leponovich, he was the Rosh Hashiva in Slabodka. And they say that him and Reb Chaim changed the Jewish world of learning. But the funny thing is, it's found in the Chiddushei Aran. In Psachim Dav Kuf Tezvav, he asked this question. The Chiddushei Aran answers based on the following thought. The Gemara is not saying that we prove from the fact that the matzah and the maror is eaten together with the Pesach that mitzvahs ein mevatlos, because it doesn't knock out the time of the Pesach. What it is as follows. We mentioned before that during the time of the Karban Pesach, the Chiddushei Aran Reb Itzel says as follows. In fact, they would only eat one matzah during the time of the Migdash. One matzah. But that one matzah they ate together with the Karban Pesach. According to Hillel, they ate it as a big sandwich. And in that one achila, they were mekayim two elements of mitzvah's matzah. One achila, two elements. First element, the mitzvah of eating matzah as something that's dependent on Pesach. And they were also yoytza, the mitzvah of matzah that stands alone. That means you can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah of be'erev tochlo matzos, despite the fact that I'm eating it together with the Karban Pesach. Now, so the Chiddush Aran wants to know, the Reb Itzela wants to say, what do you mean? I understand that the matzah that you're eating, or the aspect of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of matzah that you're eating, that has to be eaten together with the Karban Pesach. For that, I can't prove anything. I can't prove that mitzvahs ain't mevatlos from the fact that the matzah is eaten with the Pesach. Because that's the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hashem says, I want you to eat them together. But how are you mekayim the independent element of matzah when you eat it together with the Pesach matzah more? Maybe the independent element of matzah, maybe that has to be eaten separately, which is, by the way, what some Rishonim say. Some Rishonim say during the time of the Mikdash, they ate matzah alone, then they ate matzah together with the Pesach. But some Rishonim, the Chiddush Aran and others, say, no, you can kill, if I could say it like this, you can kill two birds with one stone. You can eat one matzah together with the Pesach and Yemekayim, both aspects of matzah. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and it's a mitzvah that's eaten as a together, as a sandwich with the Pesach. So the Gemara says, Hillel can prove that the fact that the Pesach and the Maror doesn't knock out the matzah that has to be eaten alone proves to me that mitzvahs eimavat lo zuizu. So one achila, the matzah is eaten together with the Pesach, and I'm mekayim two different aspects of matzah. A matzah that's independent of Pesach, even though I'm eating with the Pesach, but I'm mekayim that element of matzah that stands alone together with being mekayim the mitzvah of matzah that's eaten with the Karban Pesach. Now, l'fi zeh, let's understand. It comes out that the matzah has two aspects to it. One, independent. Two, accessory, a sidebar, something that is eaten together. It's a condiment together with the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is the ikur, and you eat matzah and maror together with the Karban Pesach. And matzah is also independent as well. But I can chop both aspects of matzah with one achila according to the Chiddush Aran. Maror, on the other hand, doesn't have any pasuk telling me that it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Maror, all we have is a pasuk that tells me to eat matzah and maror together with the Karban Pesach. Now, we're going to share now a chassam sofer that is truly incredible. It's truly incredible. If you have a Haggadah, you open up your Haggadah to the mitzvah of maror. Mitzvah of maror. So we're at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, right before Shulchan Aruch, right? Motzi matzah, maror korech. So I can't give you a page because we all have different Haggadahs, but we know what this is, right? Smack in the middle of my Haggadah, page Resh Mem Beis in the Pressburger Haggadah. I don't know how this Haggadah got into my basement. I ran downstairs to pick up any Haggadah. I got the Pressburger Haggadah. Wow, take a look at this. I think it just appeared. Maybe we got it as a gift. I don't remember. I don't remember buying the Pressburger Haggadah. Maybe one of my kids got it as a gift from school. I'm not sure. Bar mitzvah, I'm not sure, but we have to take a look. But the Pressburger Haggadah on page Resh Mem Beis has the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Then we turn the page, Resh Mem Dalit, the mitzvah of achilas maror. And then we have the Zechel Mikdosh Kehillel, where it says as follows. Zechel Mikdosh Kehillel, Kein Osi Hillel B'Zman Shem Beis HaMikdosh HaYikayim. This is what Hillel did at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. HaYikorech Matzah U'Maror V'Ochel B'Yachad. He was korech. He made a sandwich of matzah and maror together. Chevra, is that what you have in your Haggadah? Does everybody have the following words? Hayukorech matzah u'maror b'yachad? Or does anybody have the term hayukorech pesach matzah u'maror b'yachad? I see Reb Tzvi, Dr. Tzvi, has pesach matzah and maror. My Haggadah has matzah and maror. I don't have pesach, even with the parentheses, I don't have pesach. Tzvi, do you have a Pesach in parentheses, or you just have straight Pesach?
I'm looking at the article Haggadah. It has Pesach written in smaller letters than Matzah and Maror.
Right, so smaller letters. Some have it in parentheses. The Pressburger Haggadah, the Chassam Sofer Haggadah, doesn't have Pesach at all. It's a little bit confusing. We can't go through all the Shittas. It's very interesting. The way we just learned, Shittas Rashbam and Shittas Rashi, Hillel was korech the Pesach, the Matzah, and Maror together, all three together. We like to say today, we assume it was some type of shawarma sandwich. We had the thicker matzah that was able to fold. Try folding the matzah today, it's not going to work. Not the Ashkenazi matzah. A thicker matzah, you put some maror on there, a little bit of chareng maybe, a little bit of romaine lettuce. You put a little bit of shawarma, some delicious shawarma. This is not chicken shawarma, as my brother Oliver Shalom used to say. This is real shawarma. This is a shawarma of a gedi, of a sev, of a lamb. That's a shawarma. Going to, you know, a real shawarma place, not the shvacha shawarma places of nowadays. You got to go to Eretz Yisrael to get a shawarma, right? It's a carbon Pesach, and he'd eat them together. That's the way we're going to assume today, even though the Pressburg Agada doesn't have Pesach. But listen to this. What's amazingly surprising, I hope this changes the way we're going to look at the next few words, is as follows. L'kayim, why did Hillel do this? L'kayim, ashenemar, al matzusum rorim yochluhu. T'mekayim the Pesach, al matzusum rorim yochluhu. Now, in your Haggadah, I would imagine, the Art School Haggadah, Pressburg Haggadah, almost every Haggadah, it'll tell you where that Pesach comes from, no? Where does the Pesach come from? In my Haggadah, it says, Bamidbar Tes Yud Aleph. Bamidbar Tes Yud Aleph. Everybody have a different source? Everybody has Bamidbar Tes Yud Aleph, right? Bamidbar Perek Tes. Now, Bamidbar Perek Tes, we have to think about that. Where's Bamidbar Perek Tes? Bamidbar Tes, Parshas Baalosha. Parshas Baalosha. Why is the carbon Pesach and Parshas Baalosha?
Pesach Sheni.
Why is the Pesach? Why are we talking about Matz and Mora and Baalosha Perek Tes?
Pesach Sheni.
So the Baalosha Perek Tes deals with Pesach Sheni. Deals with Pesach Sheni. Right? So why are we bringing a Pesach of Pesach Sheni? Why bring a Pesach of Pesach Sheni? Bring me a Pesach of Pesach Sheni. It doesn't have the Pesach Pesach Rishon? Really? Let's take a look in Shmos Perek Yud Beis. One second. Take a look in Shmos Perek Yud Beis. Shmos Perek Yud Beis. Let's turn to Shmos Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Tes. And amazingly, we have the same Pasuk. So why is the Haggadah quoting the Pasuk of Masim Rom Yachlu? V'yachlu was a bosa balayla hazeh. Sleishu matzusam rom yachlu. I need a Pasuk from Pesach Sheni. That if you don't bring the Pesach Rishon, and the real Pesach Sheni, if you tell me, derech rechoka. Right? So why is the, what the Haggadah has to go all the way to Bamidbar Perek Tes, Bahaloscha, Shmos Perek Yud Beis. Shmos Perek Yud Beis. Actually, if we have a question, it's not on the Baal Haggadah. Let's go back to the Gemara Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph. Go to the Gemara Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amar Aleph and look at Hillel. The Baal Haggadah didn't make a mistake. The Baal Haggadah is all he's doing is quoting from the Gemara on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The Tanya Hillel holds Amru Aval Hillel Shaya Korachem Basachas. He would tie them and make a sandwich of them together. We're assuming it's Pesach, Matz and Mor like Shitas HaRashbam. Shenemar, like it says, Al Matzusum Rorum Yochlu. Look at the side of the page by Midbar Tes. We don't have a question on the Baal Haggadah. We have a question on the Baal HaGemara. Why is Ravina Rav Ashi? Why are they quoting such a pasuk from Pesach Sheni? This is a very, very big question. It's a very big question. Very big question. And the Chassam Sofer opens up the sugya for us. The Chassam Sofer, Or HaChaim, Simen Kuf Mem, says as follows. But before we discuss the Chassam Sofer, let's explain that the Belzer Rebbe said the following answer. Now we're sitting at the table in Teaneck, in Fairlawn, in Bergenfield, in Brooklyn. We're fortunate we're in Eretz Yisrael, but even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a Beis Hamikdash. So if we would quote the Pasuk in Shmos Yud Beis Tes, we have to eat the Karban Pesach together with the Matzah and the Maror, but we're not eating the Karban Pesach with the Matzah and the Maror because there's no Karban Pesach nowadays. So you can't quote Pesach Rishon eating the Pesach Matzah and Maror because It's almost like it's not appropriate. He says it's a Dvar Shikra. So you're not even telling the truth. You're not eating the Korban Pesach. And you're saying that you're eating the Korban Pesach on Matzah and Rom Yochlu. So he has to quote the Pasuk in Pesach Sheni. It's almost like a tefillah. Bezras Hashem, Mashiach will come and will at least eat the Pesach, the Matzah, the Maror by the time Pesach Sheni comes around. That's what the Sar Shalom Ibel said. When this answer reached the Lemberger Rav, the Shalom Eshev, he said it doesn't think it's correct because the halacha is that a tzibur is not nidcha lePesach Sheni. You have an individual who's tamei Pesach Rishon, so then you get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If the Rav of Klal Yisrael, if the tzibur is tamei on Pesach Rishon, then they bring the Pesach Rishon. A tzibur is not nidcha lePesach Sheni. So nowadays, even if the Beis HaMikdash is built, we don't bring the Pesach Sheni. So the Shalom Eshev thought it wasn't correct. And then the Sar Shalom, and by the way, this is brought down in a Chassidish newsletter, just pointing out. So the Rebbe got the upper hand, where the Rebbe says, no. The halach is that Tzibur is not Nitcha L'Sheni if the Beis HaMikdash was around in Pesach Rishon. If the Beis HaMikdash is not around, then the whole Tzibur is going to bring a Pesach Sheni. So we quote the Pasuk from Pesach Sheni. That's what the Belzer Rebbe said. That's why the Haggadah is quoting. The problem is, with that answer, is that I understand why the Haggadah is quoting the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni. That doesn't explain why the Gemara, which talking about Hillel himself, is quoting Pasuk from Pesach Sheni. A little bit funny. So we have to have an answer. Why is the Gemara quoting the Pasuk from Pesach Sheni? It's very, very, very strange. Very strange. Very strange. So the Chassam Sofer says as follows. The Chassam Sofer says, we have to be more of a dayak when we learn Chumash. We have to look closely at the Psukim. If you have a Chumash, please open up the Shmos Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches. Pasuk says as follows. V'ochlo es habasar b'layla hazeh. You have to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach on this night, Lel Tezvot. Sli'esh, roasted, u'matzos. U'matzos. Sli'eshu matzos. After there's a stop in the pasuk, Sli'eshu matzos, it says, Al Mrorim Yochlu. Al Mrorim Yochlu. That means that the word vi'ochlu, the word vi'ochlu, is actually going on the Pesach and the matzah. One more time. V'ochlu asabasa ba'layla, zet sli'esh u'matzos, zokev katan, break, amarorim yochluhu. So v'ochlu is going on basar and matzah, and the yochluhu is also going on the sar karban pesach and the matzah. V'ochlu asabasa ba'layla, zet sli'esh u'matzos, amarorim yochluhu. You have to eat them. What's them? You have to eat them, the Korban Pesach and the matzah, together with the maror. So in Korban Pesach Rishon, we learn that on Pesach Rishon, there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. And there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah. The maror is simply there in order to be a tofel, to be a condiment, together for the Pesach and the matzah. And by the way, this is how the Chassam Sofer knows that on Pesach Rishon, there's an independent mitzvah of achilas matzah b'fnei atzma. It's not just be'erev tochlo matzos. Even when you're eating the matzah together with the Pesach, the achila goes on the matzah as independent as it goes on the Pesach. V'ochlu sabos v'layla zetzleish u'matzos kama amurorim yochlu. You have to eat the Pesach and the Matzah together with Maror. The Maror is not independent. The Maror is standing alone. I'm sorry, the Maror is not independent. The Maror stands together and only exists together with the Pesach and the Matzah. But the Matzah has legs of its own, even by Pesach Rishon. And that's how we know that, by the way, if there's no Pesach, you even from this Pasuk, we already know you have to eat Matzah b'fnei atzma. And we have another pasuk, Be'erev Tochlo Matzos. We're not going to just say from a diuk and pasuk, Be'erev Tochlo Matzos, you have to eat matzah bizman azeh d'oraisa, but it's already in this pasuk by Pesach Rishon. However, if you go to Bamidbar Perek Tes, listen to this. The whole trup is completely different. The tamim are completely different. Pasuk says, Perek Tes, in Parshas Bahalozcha, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bachodesh Hasheni, Barbosa Yom, Bein Harbaim, Yasu Osos, and Asnachta. That's where the pause in the Pasuk comes. You have to make the Karban Pesach. And then it says, Al Matzos Umrorim Yochlu. There, the Matzah and the Morer are both not independent. They're both not Ikrim. They're both not the main eating. They're both not the main achila. The main achila is the Karban Pesach. Yochlu, you have to eat the Karban Pesach. That's going on the Karban Pesach. The Matzah and the Morer are tough. And by the way, that's true. On Pesach Sheni, you do not eat matzah. I mean, it's a minhag. Some people eat matzah, but there's no din, there's no halacha. You eat matzah on Pesach Sheni unless you have a Karban Pesach. If you have a Karban Pesach, you eat matzah and morah. If you don't have a Karban Pesach, you don't eat matzah and morah on a level minat Torah. So when it comes to Pesach Sheni, the matzah and the morah are both not independent. They're both completely bottled and tuffled to the Karban Pesach. So the Chassam Sofer explains in a Gemara where you're trying to say that one mitzvah is not mevatel another mitzvah. One mitzvah is not mevatel another mitzvah. It's much stronger to say if you have a two things that you're eating, and they're both not they're both not fundamental to the achila, and even they are not mevatel the ikur mitzvah, because on Pesach Sheni the ikur achila is the Karban Pesach. That's it. The matzah is tuffel to the Karban Pesach. The Mara is tuffle to the Karban Pesach. They're both second-class citizens here. They're just there in order to give some personality to the Karban Pesach, to add to the Karban Pesach. But they don't stand alone. And if you have two side achilos, matzah is a side achila, Mara is a side achila, and both those side achilos are not mevatel of the Karban Pesach by Pesach Sheni, then when we come to Pesach Rishon, where you have two main achilos, the Karban Pesach and the Achilas Matzah, and you only have one side Achila of Maror, then for sure the Maror is not Mevatel, the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara tells me the bigger Chiddush, that even by Pesach Sheni, when the Matzah is not really fundamental and the Maror is not really fundamental, you might as well eat peanut butter and jelly together with the Karban Pesach. You can't eat just stamp things. So even they're not Mevatel, the Karban Pesach. But what you see from the Chassam Sofer is that the Psukim themselves highlight the idea that the Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni is Iker, and Matzah and Morah is completely Tuffel. On a Pesach Rishon, the Karban Pesach is Iker, the Matzah is Iker, and then the Morah alone is just a side thing for the Karban Pesach and for the Matzah. Now, Lefizeh, what comes out, and if you open up your Rambam, Hilchos Zmanim Chometzu Matzah Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says as clear as possible what we're trying to say here. The Rambam writes, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis. And by the way, if you want to take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvos LaHaRambam, in Mitzvah Nun Vav, the Rambam says this also as clear as possible. We'll just read it in the Mishnah Torah, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis. Listen to this language. Achilas Moror Eino Mitzvah Min HaTorah Bifnei Atzma. Moror is not an independent mitzvah. It's completely toloi. It's completely dependent on the Achilas HaPesach. It's completely dependent on the Achilas HaPesach. She mitzvahs asei achasi. Lechol psara pesach ha-matzah umrorim. Umedivrei so from lechol ha-mor levadam. There's a mitzvah that rabbana to eat morah alone. But when you're eating the morah together with the pesach, it's completely dependent. It's not independent. It's toloi b'achilas ha-karban pesach. You see that from Zayin Yud Beis. The Rambam writes also in Mitzvah Nun Vav. The Rambam counts as part of his 613 mitzvahs and Sefer HaMitzvahs. He counts as a mitzvah to eat the karban pesach. He counts as a mitzvah to eat matzah on Leil Tezvav. And he leaves out the mitzvah of eating morah. Why does he leave out the mitzvah of eating morah? He says, I know what you're going to, the Rambam writes, I know what you're going to ask me. I'm going to beat you to it. Rambam says, Vim Tiksha, I know you're going to ask me, how come we're not counting morah? Ula yiksha lai hamakshe. Maybe you're going to ask, Lama timna achilas pesach. What? Why do you count three mitzvah? Says, morah bifnei atzma. So he writes as follows, Hamora nigra la achilas hapesach. Veino nimna mitzvah bifnei atzma. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, it's very clear that morah does not stand alone. Morah does not stand alone. Morah is batel, is tuffel to the Karban Pesach. He says it in Zayin Yud Beis. He says it in Mitzvah Nun Vav in the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRamban, which means as follows. Listen to this. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, many of the Achronim say, the Reb Chaim says this in the stanzas. Reb Chaim says, and the Avnei Nezer says this as well. The Zakat Shavar, they all say the same thing. Since Maror during the time of the Mikdash is only, it's only a tuffel, a gnigrar after the Karban Pesach. It's not an independent mitzvah. Therefore, you do not have to eat a kezayis of Maror. You have to have some Maror. There's no mitzvah. When something has a mitzvah achila, achila, you have to eat a kezayis. Matzah, you have to eat a kezayis. Karban Pesach, you have to eat at least the kezayis. Maror? Maror is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The word yochlu is going on the Pesach. It's going on the matzah. It's not going on the Maror. You don't need a kezayis for Maror. Now, the Avineza points out today, when we have a separate mitzvah of Maror b'fnei atzma, because Chazal, Litzarenu, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Chazal, I don't want you to forget Maror. So they were misakein a mitzvah of Achilas Maror b'fnei atzma. So today, there isn't a mitzvah to eat Achilas Maror of a kezayis. It's very interesting that the mitzvah b'zman hazeh, which is drabanon, is more severe than the mitzvah d'oraisa that was done during the time of the Mikdash. During the time of the Mikdash, it's a carbon Pesach, you have to eat Maror min haTorah. But Maror min haTorah is only eaten as something that's, you know, it's a second, it's a sideshow to the Pesach. So if it's a sideshow to the Pesach, you don't have to eat a kezayis. You have to eat some Maror. How much? Enough to get a little tam Maror, a little tam of bitterness, but not much more than that. You don't have to eat, you don't have to eat. I remember when I was 8 years old, we were at a hotel. And, you know, when you're young that age, it's always a big thing to eat Maror. You know, it's very exciting to eat Maror. So I wanted to show off. So I took a spoonful of chrein. It was heavy, heavy chrein, and I swallowed it. And I was running around the dining room. It must have been 5 minutes. I was running around the dining room screaming. They said, oh, this kid takes Maror seriously, right? So, but during the time of the Midrash, you don't have to eat a kezayis because there's no mitzvah achilas Maror b'fnei atzma. It's only as a side thing to add to the Karban Pesach's experience. You can eat less than a kezayis. Today, when Maror stands alone on a level de Rabbanon, not on a level de Raisa, on a level d'oraisa, it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. On a level d'oraisa, you don't need a kezayis. On a level d'oraisa, you don't need it alone. On a level d'oraisa, it's completely tuffel and bottled to the Karban Pesach. You don't need a kezayis. But today, you need a kezayis. Today, you need a kezayis. I would assume, if you hold like Rashi and the Rajbam, that Hillel had a sandwich of Pesach, matzah, and maror together, my assumption is he would make one bracha, sherei k'dushim zvos v'tzivano, lechol es ha-pesach. And he would not make a bracha on Maror because it's tuffel to the Karban Pesach. Now this is not for now, but we did spend, I think it was, might have been last year, we spent a whole a shiur or two discussing whether we say the concept of ikar v'tuffel with brachas by birchas hamitzvahs, or is that something that's limited to birchas hamanin? It sounds to me like this Rambam is pretty clear that when it comes to Maror is certainly tuffel to achilas matzah. And perhaps mistama, you wouldn't make a bracha on Maror. My question is, if you ate them together and you didn't eat matzah separately, would you make a bracha on achilas matzah? That I don't know. Because you're not supposed to make two separate brachas of two separate mitzvahs on one achila. You're not supposed to do that. That's like ein osin mitzvahs chavilos. I'm not sure. I was fishing around. I couldn't find what they did in the time of the Mikdash. The Gemara doesn't say clearly what brachas did Hillel say when he ate the Pesach and the Matzah. He said he ate them together. But what bracha did he say? I'm assuming that the halacha of Birchas HaMitzvos was already in place when Hillel was eating the Karban Pesach. I want to know, did he make a Birchas on the Pesach and on the Matzah? Or did he make just on the Pesach? Did he make the Pesach, the Matzah, the Maror? What's important for us is that many Achronim say as follows. Everything we said is correct. Then it comes out that when we eat the Maror today, because the Maror is independent, you still have to eat a kezayis. Even though at the time of the Mikdash, the Maror was not independent and you didn't have to eat a kezayis. Today you have to eat a kezayis because you eat Maror separately. But once you get to Korech, so Korech is a zechel and Mikdash kehila. So then you're eating Maror back to the way it was. And the way it was is that it was simply an accessory. It was simply a sideshow to the Pesach. And if that's true, that it even if you eat a kazayis, even if you have to eat a kazayis, when you eat maror b'fnei atzma, you say alachilas maror. But when you eat maror together with the matzah as a zecher l'mikdash kehillel, mistama, you don't need a kazayis of maror when you do korech. When you do korech, I think if you look in most of the haggadahs, they will say by korech you have to eat a kazayis of matzah and a kazayis of maror. According to what we're saying, you don't really need a kazayis of maror. You really need a leg. You don't less than a kazayis of maror would be completely sufficient based on what we said, based on the Avnei Nezer. We're back to the Zeichel HaMikdash. You don't need a kazayis. As a matter of fact, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. The Kozlagova Rebbe, he was a great Gaon. He, when Rav Meir Shapiro, the Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin Yeshiva, he was the founder of the Chachmei Lublin, the Rosh Hashiva. When he passed away at a young age. That, you know, he's the father of the Daf Yomi. Father of the Daf Yomi. So imagine being the father of the Daf Yomi, what that means. Incredible. So after he passed away, the Eretz Tzvi was the next Rosh Hashiva. So someone just asked me, I quoted an Eretz Tzvi, someone just said, isn't that Rav Shechter Sefer? I said, yeah, that's the Eretz HaTzvi. Eretz HaTzvi, this is the Eretz Tzvi. Eretz Tzvi writes, I think it's Simon Pei Hei. He wants to know, he says as follows, he heard that many of the Rebbes, the Shinova Rebbe and the Belzer Rebbe, were being Moira, were paskening, that even when you eat regular maror, forget about the maror that you eat by korech, even regular maror, you don't have to eat a kazayis. You do not have to eat a kazayis. You don't have to eat a kazayis. Why do you have to eat? It's one thing to say during the time of the Migdosh, you don't have to eat a kazayis because it's tuffled to the Pesach. But nowadays, Chazal were misakin a second, a mitzvah to eat maror b'fnei atzma. So the truth is, the svara, I think, makes a lot of sense. If at the time of the Migdosh maror was tuffel, a side condiment to the Karban Pesach, and at the time of the Migdosh, you didn't have to eat a kazayis. It's a little bit difficult to say the Chazal were misakin a mitzvah of maror derabbanan b'zman hazeh as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It was never a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So why would there be misakin today a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? You have to say it's a zecher to what they did to eat maror, but it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So maybe even when you eat the maror alone, you don't have to eat a kazayis. Again, we don't pass like this. We hold for sure when you eat the maror alone, you have to eat a kazayis of maror. And the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah brings in halacha l'maisa. So what we're saying is l'chiduda ba'alma, l'lamdus bi'alma, which I think is correct. But halacha l'maisa, we try to eat a kazayis at korech as well. But if a person simply can't, then we eat a kazayis of maror at the alachilas maror and less than a kazayis of maror by the korech. Although one should try to eat the kazayis by the korech also, because that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins. But based on the svaras that we're saying, you really don't have to eat the kazayis of maror by the korech, which is the way some paskin. But these admorim actually paskin, you don't have to eat a kazayis even by the regular maror, even by achilas maror. Why? So they said two things. First of all, the svara that we were saying till now. How can Chazal, you think they were misakin, a mitzvah of maror, that's more stringent than the maror that existed at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Din D'Oraisa? That's a little bit funny. So less than a kazayis is okay. But there's another reason why they said a kazayis of maror is not necessary, even by the regular achilas maror. Why is that? Why is that? And it's based on the people, the chevra, that make kiddush on schnapps. What does kiddush on schnapps have to do with maror? Everything. Or maybe nothing. It depends. Person makes kiddush in the morning, supposed to make kiddush on wine, make kiddush on grape juice. And you'll notice sometimes someone will take a little shot. How much you have to eat? You have to drink a below lugmav. Below lugmav is a rov revius. A rov revius is, let's say, 3.5. Let's just make it even. 4 ounces. 4 ounces. By the way, if you can't drink that much wine, what I try to do is I always try to get the smallest cup in the house. Because if I drink too much, I can't drink the dry wine, it knocks me out. It doesn't knock me out. It's not derech eruv for me, it's derech avdus. And to drink the sweet wine, I drink too much of it, it hits me in the shoulders, and I'm on the couch. So I have to figure something out. And to drink grape juice is certainly b'dieved. So I gotta try to get a cup that's 4 ounces. I think Rav Moshe says 3.3 ounces. See, it's not a very large cup. It's hard to find the kos of 3.3. Get a little cup, 4 ounces. And you have to drink rov kos. Rov kos is 2 ounces. 2 ounces. ideally, it's better to drink the whole kos, but rov kos, so you drink two and a half ounces of sweet wine. That's not that we could handle. But, and you need a malol lugma, which is also a rov revir. So we're talking about 2.5 ounces of grape juice that you have to drink to be yotze kiddush. Person takes a little schnapps, a little whiskey. Don't do this on Pesach, by the way. It's chametz. You take a little schnapps and you drink a kiddush. It's a little schnapps cup. It's 1 ounce. Where's the shear? So it's based on a sheet of the Taz and others that say that, you have to drink a malol lugmav, which is a robe, which is a cheekful, which is a robe with 2.5 ounces to be yotze kiddush on something that usually you drink 4 or 5 ounces. You have to drink 2.5 ounces. But on whiskey, it's not normal to drink a whole cup. It's natural. It's the derech to drink whiskey of an ounce. You have a little shot glass. That's what you have. So something that the derech of drinking that drink is less than a revius, is less than a shir lugmav, you could be yotze with less. You could be yotze kiddush with less. That's what many of the chassidim, and it turns out many of the modern orthodox hold the same thing. See people at the kiddush, you take a shot of schnapps, you make a kiddush. Ideally, it's certainly not what we should be doing. What we should be doing is baking on grape juice or wine, and you have a nice amount below lugmav. Doesn't mean rov kos, it means an ounce and a half is what you need to drink, 2 ounces. but if you hold like that sheet, that something that's not regular, it's not even normal to drink so much, then if you drink less, you're yotze kiddush. Then what were they eating maror back then? They were eating maror chrein. The chrein, they would grind up the chrein, or maybe even eat the root itself. Is it normal to eat that much of a bitter herb? It's not normal, too much. You can run around the dining room and start screaming, even if you're not 8 years old. So the Eretz Tzvi says he was malamid schus for the admorim that were paskin. Trying to understand, how can you paskin less than a kezayis, than achilas maror? He said two things. First of all, the mitzvah of achilas maror, it's you don't need a kezayis because it's based after the ikur maror, which is eaten with the Pesach, and since it's tofel, you don't need a kezayis. So you don't really need a kezayis, number one. Number two, if you're eating chrein, which if you're eating endives, you can eat a kezayis. If you're eating chrein, it's so hard on the throat. You eat too much, you can choke. You can run around the dining room. So in such a situation, if you can make kiddush on schnapps, on a little schnapps glass, you can make an alachilas maror on less than a kezayis of maror. Halacha lemaisa, it's just nice to know. Halacha lemaisa, we don't pass like this. Halacha lemaisa, we pass a person should eat a kezayis of maror. A person should eat even a kezayis of korech, a person should have a kezayis of maror, a kezayis of matzah. But in situations where someone is not well, where someone is sick, where someone is unable, someone is a prop, whatever it is, they should know that there is room to be makel by korech. For sure, there's room to be makel to be eating less than a kezayis of maror, and even by achilas maror, even if someone just can't eat a kezayis, it's not that it's nothing. There's room if a person has some of the chareim. There is room to say that a person can be yotze somewhat, like those at maror, like the Eretz Tzvi, the Indian of eating maror, despite the fact that really we should be eating a kezayis as well. So it comes out, according to what we've said, and again, I didn't mention this, there is a shita of the Urayim that actually holds a mitzvah tzadi down. They do count maror b'fnei atzmos. There's a whole other way of looking at maror, but the way we presented it based on the standard shita of the Rishonim and the Achronim, Reb Chaim, and the Eretz Tzvi, and the Rush, which we didn't mention today, but and the Rambam, and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, that maror is tafel, it's not the Irka mitzvah. Now I do want to mention one last thing to keep in mind before we do Mechiras Chametz, and that's as follows. Everything we said today proves and shows that maror is not the mitzvah for the atzma. It's tofel. It's a sideshow. This is a very important yisod in life as well. And it's a very important yisod to understand as we enter to the Seder. Maror, the bitterness, maror represents the bitterness, the difficulty, the challenge, the tough times, the sadness, the yisurin. Hashem has declared that this world, unfortunately, very often people go through difficult times, but never to make, try our best not to make that the ikur. Try our best to make the matzah, which is the cheiros, the freedom, the carbon pesach, the good times always have to be the ikur of what we, of how we serve Hashem. Ivdus Hashem b'simcha, v'avadat Hashem l'chav b'simcha v'tzuv lev, right? It shouldn't be tachas shel avadata, it should be v'avadata. And the avartas avodah zos, we should be zoicha to keep this beautiful mitzvah of Korban Pesach. We're not at the Korban Pesach Rishon yet, so we still could be mekayim the mitzvah during the Pesach Rishon. And we'll say the first pasuk, v'yochlus habosa balayla hazeh tzliyeshu matzos amrodim yochlu. All mor in our life should always remain as a tafel, not as an ikar. And amir Hashem, we should no longer have any morar, and we should be zoicha to the coming of the Mashiach to Tkenu, and we should be zoicha to be eating the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, amir Hashem, this year, soon. Everyone have a wonderful Pesach, hakasha v'sameach. Wish everyone a good Yom Tov and a good week, and we look forward to learning together many times in the near future. We'll save, I'm putting it on...